Hey everyone, I'm Kristen Holmes, CNN national correspondent in for David Chalian, and this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, October 15th. To pack or not to pack, and we're not talking about the holidays, we're talking about the Supreme Court, and even the White House commission tasked with answering that question isn't sure. So back in April, President Joe Biden puts together a commission to take a close look at the Supreme Court. And yesterday they released draft materials of their findings so far. Now, before we go into what that commission is doing and what they're so far recommending, let's talk about why this is even a thing. And if you're dying to know what they said and know the context already, just skip ahead a few minutes. So the Supreme Court, as it stands now, is skewed conservative, 6-3. President Trump confirmed three conservative justices during his term, and Democrats and liberals obviously found this very concerning when it comes to abortion rights and gun rights, among other things. So those on the left have been voicing for a while that more justices should be added to the court. And obviously, in this case, with a Democratic president, they would be liberal justices. This is a term that critics call court packing. So court packing was a big question on the 2020 campaign trail, and a question then-candidate Joe Biden really skirted around, which frustrated a lot of Democrats. Instead of siding with liberals completely, Biden promised this instead on CBS 60 Minutes last October.
If elected, what I will do is I'll put together a national commission of bipartisan commission of scholars, constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservative. And I will ask them to, over 180 days, come back to me with recommendations as to how to reform the court system, because it's getting out of whack, the way in which it's being handled. And it's not about court packing. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I'd look to see what recommendations that commission might make.
So Joe Biden becomes president. April 2021 rolls around, and he announces the formation of this commission made up of over 30 experts of diverse backgrounds and schools of thought. The White House says the commission is examining far more than just expanding the bench. Listen to what Press Secretary Jen Psaki said earlier this week.
So the topics they're examining include the origins of the reform debate, the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of the justices on the court, the membership and size of the court, and the court's case selection rules and practices.
Psaki has also said that the materials have not been submitted to the White House at all for edits and feedback. Now, yesterday, the commission released a draft report related to a number of these issues, including court packing. And notably, the group did not make any solid recommendations for change and said that none of the arguments included in the report, quote, constitute a commission endorsement or rejection of any of them. But 44 pages of the report talked about the size and membership of the court and addressed the controversy over adding justices by so-called court packing. When it came to court packing, the draft basically said that Congress has broad power to add or subtract the number of justices to the court. And the commission admits the question is a difficult one, and that many are divided on whether court expansion would be a good decision. Now, the report also says that there are principled reasons favoring term limits for Supreme Court justices. Of course, most people know that the Supreme Court is a very special body in that judges get elected for life. Judges can serve as long as they choose and can only be removed from their position by impeachment. One of the principled reasons the commission outlined is that term limits would ensure that the court's membership would be more responsive to the outcome of our elections. And as it stands right now, presidents only get to make appointments to the Supreme Court if a judge leaves their position. The report explains that there is no sound reason why presidents get to make appointments based on random deaths or illnesses or retirements. So the commission is expected to meet today, and a final report from the commission will be submitted to Biden mid-November. When this first bit of information came out, progressives were immediately frustrated with the report. They have been pushing for Biden to dilute the conservative strength of the court for months now. A lot of Democrats are also frustrated with liberal Justice Stephen Breyer. He's been on the court for 27 years, and he won't say whether or not he'll retire while there's still a Democratic president in the White House and Democrats control the House and Senate. CNN's Joan Biskupic sat down with Breyer recently, and here's their exchange when she asked if it bothers him that Democrats feel this way. And he pulled out his copy of the Constitution, as one does, and said this.
And every day I see this in this document, but number one, it's called freedom of speech. That means freedom of thought.
So you think let them say what they want?
Oh, I do believe that.
But are you really, but you must be irked somehow. This must drive you nuts a little bit, right?
If you can't, I mean, please. Was that...
I didn't mean to slip into an informal way of asking you a question, Justice Breyer,
but I would think... I was thinking of Harry Truman. If it's too hot, get out of the kitchen.
Now, if he did retire, Joe Biden promised in a 2020 debate that he would appoint the first Black woman to serve in the country's highest court. And when Biden gets that final report in November, the Supreme Court will be well into its monumental term. In November, the court will hear a significant Second Amendment case concerning a New York concealed carry law. And in December, they'll hear a case that directly challenges Roe v. Wade. So the stakes are high. From the looks of things so far, the commission is filled with experts from all sides that are supposed to help the president make an informed decision on this. But they also seem stumped so far about what to do here. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thank you so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bowe and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back on Monday.